A ribbon-cutting ceremony Friday along Eastern Avenue in downtown Lexington commemorated an affordable housing milestone for the Urban League. Officials celebrated the 49th and 50th family rental units built or renovated by the Urban League. Urban League Vice President Norman Franklin, like President Porter Peoples, has been active in the organization for more than three decades.
We have on a daily basis been searching out, seeking out properties in the East End area or in other older neighborhoods, identifying those properties that are deteriorated or that have been set and vacant for a while. Then we pursue them.
Franklin told those gathered in the morning sun the league recently bought three lots on Lexington's Ash Street for the next project. Also participating and making formal remarks at the ribbon cutting was Lexington Urban League Board Chair Ray Daniels.
When people have home ownership opportunities, that changes their outlook on life. That renews them, that restores them, that gives them energy, that gives them inertia, that makes them contribute to our community.
For 36 years, Daniel says, Urban League President Porter Peoples and Vice President Norman Franklin have kept the mission intact to have clean, decent, affordable housing. During the ceremony on Eastern Avenue, Mayor Gray remarked, quote, "I don't know where we'd be without the Urban League." For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.